The Six Pointer Podcast.
Get it going.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast. Immediately following EFB's promotion from the second division.
They did,
mate. They did.
No, you're kidding me.
No, they did? I think you were looking the other way, or maybe you've had too many beers, mate. Who knows what it is. But yeah, EFB promoted from the second division to the first division.
We're promoted.
Courtesy of a 3-0 victory today. Wow. Anna's, tell me, what does it mean to you to finally be out of this division?
We talked about it in the second half that there's something romantic about this stadium.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't miss it a second.
I miss the hot dogs, the sausage.
Yeah, the hot dog was good. Yeah, but that was great. But yeah, and it was quite good here, and it was very good hosting, you know. But I don't miss it at all. I'm looking forward for the first division.
The bread was better than last season.
No, it wasn't. The bread wasn't. It wasn't as good. I thought the bread last season in August was better.
You're talking about the bread.
No, it's the bread.
Yeah, the bread was fantastic. To be fair,
it was more taste than the bread last season. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. Well, look, the taste of promotion was better than the bread anyway. Yeah. So that this enjoyed
the promotion
that.
Was fantastic, and the celebration was fantastic too.
That's right. We had a celebration on the pitch, didn't we?
I hugged the boss, and I hugged some of the players, and I hugged the coach, and that was fantastic.
And you hump who?
Who? Yeah. I don't want to say this on air, but
I can edit this. It's fine. Yeah, you can say what you want, mate. Don't worry. I'll edit it out to make PG, so it's fine. Yeah, yeah. But look, a 3-0 victory today. Steve Simpson came in at half time, made a big difference, didn't he?
Yeah. And very short man made a goal by his head. It was fantastic.
He did. He did. Was it a diving header? Or I think it might have been. I mean.
A diving header.
Yeah.
He dropped. He dropped. Let's call that a diving header. Yeah, he dropped.
Just give it a diving header, I think. Yeah.
A guy's making goals in the last two games.
Yeah. So he's coming to a lot of form, hasn't he?
Three games. Actually, the Aarhus game went a bit horrible, right? But in the Esbjerg Roskilde game, he was actually scoring a goal. And he scored finish. A goal here. Yeah. Actually improving his game here in the last actually after the New Year's.
Yeah.
So
and he's been one of the high points given EFB's sort of poor form since the start of the promotion round. He's been one of the key high points, isn't he? I mean, he's one of the players that's really stepped up and delivered.
Yeah, he's one of the keepers. Yeah. Right? Coming in here after the when the Barnsley what do you call them? The new owners coming in here.
Yes. The owners we don't talk about anymore.
Yeah, we don't talk about them anymore. I don't know where it's called.
Don't mention the war.
Coming in here of one of the Barnsley guys and staying here, making a difference in the season ending with Nesbjerg relegation.
Promotion.
What do you call promotion? Yeah, promotion.
Not relegation.
No,
more relegations.
No.
But it was a fantastic second half, a great performance, and everyone joined on the pitch, didn't they, when the final whistle went. And that was...
You made a pitch invasion, you know.
A fantastic pitch invasion.
Oh, we got a fine. 10,000 Danish crowns.
I think I'm banned from stadiums for the rest of the league now. But yeah, there we go. I'll be there, hopefully. There wasn't any CCTV there, was there? So it's fine.
No, it's Middelfart. So.
Yeah, it's fine. Middelfart. Medium speed.
Medium speed.
Medium speed. So it's fine. But look, everyone enjoyed it. And it was a great celebration, wasn't it, Miguel?
It was a great celebration. Absolutely. I would never call it a great game. It was a terrible game.
A good second half.
An okay second half, but the pitch invasion said it all.
Yeah.
It said it all.
Yeah.
The amount of people who love this club, the players who love this club, that is truly amazing.
The support was fantastic today.
The support was...
Sold out within, what was it?
Like, we had
six, Wednesday?
600, 700, 800. Yeah. 600, 800 people from Esbjerg,
officially
wearing the home team was also wearing blue, so but we were white and blue, and on this island of Fyn with the home team of Middelfart also supporting the home team of of OB, we like Odense relegating. The last time we promoted together with Odense was actually in 1999.
Wow.
And I actually remember the first time we promoted together with Odense was a game against Odense where Lars Lunge he scored the first goal at Esbjerg Stadium.
Yeah, the coach was a player then.
Yeah. On a header, we won 2-0 against Odense.
That's the second goal last.
Awesome. It was awesome. But this is beautiful. This is beautiful for Esbjerg. This is beautiful for the environment. This is it's not a good football club. It's not a good football club. They have some work to do.
Imagine a third tier Danish team having thousands of spectators away.
Thousands?
Yeah. A thousand. We're 1,200. 1,200, yeah.
It was sold out at 800 and then they opened for more. So yeah.
We're 1,200 today, I've known that.
Oh, fair enough.
We're 1,200 people here today from Esbjerg. Imagine in the second division in Denmark.
Doesn't happen, does it? No. Let's be honest. Yeah. So this is a moment to celebrate, a moment to savor. We'll go back to SPO now and we'll have a few more beers, a few tequilas maybe, Anders, you mentioned earlier.
You're closing that really quick now.
Well, mate, I want to get back.
We're gonna have the second part of the podcast.
We can do part two if you want. In the pool. What pool? Klaus's pool. Klaus, we're going back to your pool.
Second.
We're going back to your pool apparently. Anders says we're going jumping your pool.
It's fucking open.
There we go.
But this is nothing as close as Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace is fucking amazing this year.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you're just...
But Esbjerg, we had the feeling of... I hope you have some listeners from Crystal Palace. If you listen back to Ian Wright, Mark Bright, everything, yeah. I had a bit of gut feeling with Emil Holten standing out there and Stephen Simpson...
throwing his bandage.
That was the old...
If you squinted your eyes, it was almost like watching Bright and Right, wasn't it? That was
no,
it, yeah.
It was actually, when we are in white and blue, then this is Jes Torup and this is Idi Alhag. I had a feeling.
And I don't know what to say in English, but the first game in the Super League, 1999, first goal, Idi Alhag, and the second goal, Lars Lundin.
Our coach now. And talking about Ian Wright, 2 days ago, my brother sent me a video of Ian Wright meeting his old teacher. You have seen that video,
I've seen
right?
It. Yeah.
That was almost the feeling I had when I hugged Emil Holten down here.
Yeah.
Not quite, but almost.
And I touched Steve Simpson's sweaty back, and it meant a lot to me as well.
And his sweaty balls, too.
Well, I didn't touch them, mate, but maybe you had a go. But
I didn't touch anything sweaty. But the first thing I did, when I did the pitch invasion, was to bring untouched beer immediately to the coach.
Is that where my beer went? Jesus Christ! I was wondering where that
went.
He
was going to Lars
Lundin. He got it immediately, and I asked him, "Do you want a beer?" And he just looked me in the eyes, and literally in the eyes, and said, "There's nothing else I could rather want."
Well, I hope he knows that was delivered courtesy of a Luke Tyrrell, because that was
then,
my beer.
And then we went to the bar to buy some beers for the car, you know. And then each time we bought one beer, she poured up one beer, and then she put one of them into a window, you know. And it was just, "What the fuck are you doing?" And Michael said, "Is that for the players?" And she said, "Yeah." And we said, "For the home players or for the away players?" And she said, "For the away players."
You got a video of that, Anders.
Yeah, I got a video of that.
Maybe we might be able to put up on the podcast channel.
Michael and I, we got two beers each, and then we drunk into the window, and then we get into the, you know, the dressing room, you know. And yeah.
But Luke, how do you feel? This is promoting from the second division in Denmark. Compare that to being 13th. In the Premier Division with an awesome end. I totally respect Crystal Palace. Perfect. This close at being at the top. Being at the top. How do you feel about being...
I mean, nothing compares to the promotion. I've experienced it with Palace. Promotions, relegation. Promotions is the glory days. These are the moments to savour, the moments to celebrate. Nothing beats promotion. Even if you're finishing sort of like 17th, 16th in the Premier League, being promoted from League Two will beat this, I must admit. So yeah, it's a great day to celebrate. We'll go back to SPO now. We'll celebrate. We'll have a few more beers
on the Central Square.
We will. We'll be
there. Is this live?
Then all your
listeners can come to the Central Square and have a beer with us.
I'm not that quick, mate.
It's my guy
tomorrow.
No, you are. Meta told us.
Love Crystal. Love what they've done. Love what they've done this season. It's absolutely beautiful. Wow. I love that they're. They don't. No, they did a perfect job. Perfect job of Crystal Palace.
But this isn't about Palace. This is about EFB and the fantastic performance they put in today.
And that's absolutely perfect. But next year, They have a job to do.
They do.
They do have a job to do.
There's a rebuild. There's a build. There's a build to do. There's a build to do. Yeah. And they're in a good place with the new owners,
summer vacation
new investors. New investors, new owners, and hopefully over the summer we'll see exciting times. But we'll call it there for part one. We might have a part two coming up. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a part two, Anders. Maybe we'll see what happens
on the central square.
We'll see how drunk you are and how coherent you are. Yeah,
I'm the least drunk person here.
That's not possible.
But that's the fucking players.
We can hear the players in the background, so we'll call it there. Enjoy this. Enjoy the night. Everyone celebrate. Well done, EFB.
The Six Pointer Podcast.